Okay, well, I'd like to welcome everybody to the monthly teleconference call of the National Federation of the Blind Travel and Tourism Division. Tonight's special guest is Ms. Kathy Vasquez, who is the... Kathy, if you could give me the full your full description of your job title there, because I don't want to mess it up.
That's okay. For the purposes of this call, I am the manager of the Access Department at Norwegian Cruise Line.
And I want to thank you very much for coming on the call tonight. I'm going to start by introducing our officers of the division and our guests on the line, and then we will do a little housekeeping on the division, and then we'll go into the full conference call. For those who do not know me, my name is Cheryl Echeverria. I'm the president of the Travel and Tourism Division. Next in line is Maurice Shackelford, who's my vice president. If you could give a little background on yourself, I'd like to also say I own Echeverria Travel. I'm also the treasurer of the Greater Long Island Chapter, and I live out in Brentwood, New York.
Yep, and this is, of course, the first Vice President, Maurice Shackelford. I'm out of Atlanta, and I own a company called Peachtree Travel of Atlanta.
At the present time, we are without a secretary, but our treasurer is on the line. His name is Mr. Milton Taylor. If you could introduce yourself, please.
I'm Milton Taylor. I'm from a town in Utah called Orem. It's about 30 miles south of Salt Lake City. And I was a software engineer and have since retired, so, and secretary of the Utah Valley chapter.
Okay, and do we have any of our board members on the call, Jamal or Anahid or Daniel? Okay, well, Anahid LeBaire is also the First Lady of Colorado. Her husband is Scott LeBaire. She's the president of the Colorado affiliate, and she also owns LeBaire Travel. We also have Jamal Powell, who is out in Illinois, and he's not on the call tonight, but hopefully he'll catch up with us later. And at the present time, if you're attending convention, we will be looking for another board member as well as a second vice president and a secretary of the division. Before we go any further, Milton, can you give us a treasury report, and then I'm going to give a little update on that.
Okay.
Yes.
Basically, right now we have in our funds, we haven't had any disbursements for some time. So other than the issue we have with the monthly service charge, but $717 and some odd cents. I'm not sure what the cents are.
Who came on the call, please? Okay, nobody came on. All right.
This is Brian Miller. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry?
You asked who this was. This is Brian Miller. I just joined.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good, thank you. Sorry to interrupt.
And you're a guest on the call? You're with the NFB or?
Yes, correct.
Okay, you want to introduce yourself, please? And what state you're from and all that?
Sure. My name is Brian Miller, and I am in the state of Virginia.
Welcome to the call tonight. We also have David Stayer on the call. If you would like to introduce yourself, please.
I'm David Stayer. I'm president of the Greater Long Island Chapter. I'm a retired social worker, and I'm still an officer. I'm second vice president in the Human Services Division.
We also have Margo Downey, who is also the president of the NIAGDU division in New York State. Can you please introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Margo Downey, and as Cheryl said, I'm president of the New York Association of Guide Dog Users, and I'm also on the board of the National Association of Guide Dog Users, also on the board of the Seniors in Charge Division. Hope to do something for the Travel and Tourism Division soon, and I'm also on the New York Affiliate Board.
Wow, that's growing, Margo. And we also
he
have
said I was growing. Wait a minute. No,
not
no,
no. You personally growing. I mean, your list of duties is growing.
I'm teasing you. okay.
Amy Barone from Minnesota.
It's Amy Barone, and it's Minneapolis. So,
okay.
And I am just a member of the NFP in Minnesota.
Nice to have you on the call.
Thank you.
Anybody else come on the call that I did not introduce? Okay. As of right now, we're going to start our conference call. Like I said, Kathy Vasquez, who is the Access Manager of NCL, and myself have been working together since 2009 when I had contacted New Norwegian Cruise Line after finding out, if people remember, I had originally done a cruise for NAGDU. It was one of my first group cruises that I was doing as a travel agent, and when I first put it up on the talk list, everybody was yelling and screaming at me. It's like, oh, well, don't you know back in the day that nobody liked Norwegian Cruise Lines and that they insisted that blind people come on the ships with a sighted person, and I believe Robert Steigel and his wife Joy celebrated their honeymoon on one of the NCL ships and never went because they were just giving them a very, very hard time. When I heard all this, I, you know, of course, put my NFB hat on and took off the travel agent hat and reached out. And I have to say, on behalf of Norwegian Cruise Lines, they have been one-on-one with me over any other travel supplier, cruise line, or land-based supplier that I've been working with since becoming a travel agent, which means they are not only on the webinars, they're there on Twitter, they're there on Facebook. You pick up the call a phone and call them, and they treat you like a real person, whether it's Andrew Stewart, Camille Oliveri, or Ms. Kathy Vasquez. NCL is one of the best suppliers I have worked with since I've been in the business. So that's, and I'm always telling them that, and they're always there for me. I want to start by opening the call to Kathy and just give us a little information of what NCL has been doing the last couple of years in the way of accessibility and all the cruise lines.
Well, thank you, Cheryl. That was quite an introduction. I'm blushing. yes, Norwegian Cruise Line has evolved quite a bit. And just to let you know what we have in place, I am the manager of the Access Department, and we handle all special needs guests. We have guests with mobility devices, guests that are deaf, guests traveling with service dogs, guests who have severe food allergies. We handle the whole spectrum. So as an example, if we have a guest who is blind and traveling with a service animal, for example, for this case, the access officer will meet, by the way, we have access officers on each ship that handle all guests with special needs. So my department will liaison with the access officer and let them know of all the guests that are coming on board to make sure we have all the accommodations. They meet on embarkation day with, let's say, the person who's blind traveling with a service dog. They help them get their bearing around the ship. They bring them to the area of the service relief box for the dog. They ensure all requests for accommodations are in place. They will avail themselves to the guests by giving them their handy phone number if they need anything. So we really have evolved as a company. We're in the process of getting Braille menus on board all the ships. We have them in the GEM, and we are in the process of getting them on the America and then fleet-wide. So we really do, you know, we welcome all guests. We understand that people have a lot of special needs, and a cruise vacation for anyone who's never cruised is really all-inclusive, and it really is a safe environment. Despite some of the things that have happened in the media lately, I just want to say I've been in the industry 25 years, all 25 of them in passenger services. Our captains have an average of 33 years experience fleet-wide. So, you know, we have done a lot to make sure that we're all-inclusive for everyone.
Thank you, Kathy. As not only being a travel agent, but also being a client of Norwegian Cruise Line, I have to say both times with and without my dog, I'm always, whenever I'm cruising, whether it's with my husband or not, I always make sure that everybody's doing their job properly. And I've always had assistance touring the ships. Never had an issue with Max, my guide dog, on the ships. Even when, you know, the weather wasn't perfect, I didn't have any issues whatsoever. I mean, of course, we can't do anything about Mother Nature, and I think I've only was on one cruise when the weather was really bad and the ship was rocking. But at the same time, my experience with working firsthand, and also as many of you read, the Long Island chapter and myself last October actually did a ship tour of the Jewel. And this year we're going to be doing the Star on June 3rd. So anybody that is interested and live in the New York, New Jersey area that would like to take the ship tour with us, please let me know and we will get you on the ship with us. Whether you have a guide dog or a cane or sighted person, let us know. We'll get you on the ship with us. I'm going to open up the lines and have people ask questions of Kathy and go from there. And at the end of the call, we'll talk more about other services that are available. So does anybody have any questions for Kathy? I'm going to open
I
the
do.
Line.
This is Margo.
Go ahead.
Hi, Margo. Hi. Kathy, there are some cruise lines that say that they do not wish to furnish Braille menus. They're offering to read things out loud, which is fine, but they say that they cannot furnish Braille menus because the menu changes so very often. Is that the case on Norwegian Cruise Lines? And if so, what do you do about that as far as keeping up with the Braille menus?
Well, you know, our menus do change, and before I embarked on changing the menus, I did check with food and beverage, and there were some changes that they wanted to implement before we did this, and they don't anticipate any changes going forward, but I have the agreement with the company that did the Braille menus that there may be some updates, and we will just deal with them, you know, when they happen, but, you know, we need to have them. We need to have them.
David
so I'm very confident that what we're putting out now is going to be in place for quite a while.
David Stayer?
Go ahead, David.
When I was one of the people that went on the tour, and the sort of the draft of the Braille menu had come out that morning, and I was one of the people that was able to proofread it, and it was done very well. And it was because of the tour on the cruise, tour of the ship, that my wife and I have decided for the first time, we've never been on a cruise before, but for our anniversary this October, we're going.
Oh, wonderful. That's so great to hear.
Yeah, David
That's
and
so
Lori
great to
will
hear.
Be, yeah, we'll all be cruising together. Me and Nelson and David and Lori are going to be cruising together.
Yeah, and I was, I'm one of the people, Kathy, that asked about whether you know, any of your computers are going to be accessible or not.
Mm-hmm. Yes, with the Windows Eyes, we are
or
still looking into that
readers,
right now. I know that we have, we are looking into that right now to see how feasible it is. I'm working with the IT guys because that's a little bit out of my scope, so a lot of that is tech talk, but I am looking into that now. But I really, it feels so good to hear you say that. And, you know, please make sure to let us know anything that you need, from special diets to any type of request you have. Let the access desk know ahead of time. We'll liaison with the access officer, and we'll make sure you have a great time.
Now, this is Cheryl. Now, I, you know, whenever I come back from a cruise, I always give you a report of,
yes,
you know, things that are changing and everything. Do you know... and I know I had these issues with the Epic, and since they're working on bringing the Breakaway to New York, and you have three people on the call that are from New York, And my question is, the signage on the ships, I mean, I know you have Braille on the staterooms, but the signage when you're in the hallways and stuff?
Yes, the directional signage. That's exactly correct, and we are looking into that as well. With the same company that we're doing the Braille menus with, we are looking into that as well, because we realize when you get off the elevator, you need to be able to understand where you are and where you need to go directionally. So having Braille on the doors is fine, but once you get off the elevator, you need that guidance. So we're working with that with the same company.
Now, is that going to be on all the ships or just the newer ones?
All the ships, yes.
This is Margo. Do the restrooms have signage?
The restrooms, I do not believe, have signage, no. But you know what? Let me make a note of that, and I'll check with hotel operations, and we'll include that. That's a good point. Thank you.
Yeah, because when we were on the
ship gem, it
tour
didn't have signage.
In October, there was a number of us trying to find which was male and which was female. I know in the main dining room on the gem, I know the women was on one side of the room and the men were on the other side of the room, but the bathrooms were not, they weren't signed properly, and even the bathrooms along, when I was on the dual, the bathrooms in the hallways, like if you're walking from the, on deck 7, if you're walking towards the theater and there are bathrooms along the line there, there's nothing posted along the walls what it is.
Okay. Okay, and you know, this is exactly the kind of feedback we need. I mean, yeah, we're good now, but we want to be excellent. So this is the kind of feedback I need, so thank you very much, because, you know, this may be something we overlook, and so now we will not.
Okay, this is Margo, and I guess I just want to say that any sign that a sighted person would be looking at to find where he or she is, we need to have that for the blind folks, because, you know, I think maybe an assumption in the way past, okay, was that we would always have a sighted companion, and most of us don't travel that way anymore.
Okay.
So we need to have the same kind of access. And that brings me to another thing. How do you go about announcing the daily activities, such as a classes or a meal special, you know, the activities people would talk about? How do you go about, do you announce that on TV, or do you have a sheet that they can get, or what?
We do have it in the Freestyle Daily, which is a newsletter that's delivered to the cabin, but we also have it on different channels. So when you can tune into that channel, you can hear the different things that are going on, the art auctions, the port lectures, bingo, whatever shows are coming on, everything goes through the channels.
Okay.
In fact, when all the cruising that I've done, there's a, like Kathy's saying, either there's a channel with the cruise director on it, or you have a channel with the excursion desk on it, or they're doing something about jewelry, where you could go shopping in, you know, in port or the art auctions or something. They're very good about putting
David,
the things on TV.
Do they tell you, it's David, do they tell you where they are audibly, or does it say look on the screen?
No, they'll tell you audibly. They'll tell you what lounge it's in, what time it's in, you know, what time it is. You know, they'll let you know exactly where it is. And remember, now since we have an access officer on board, if you have any questions or you're not sure where to go, you can contact her directly on her handy phone and she'll assist you.
Yeah, because their telephone extensions go directly to their cell phones that they're carrying with them throughout the ship.
Right.
So it's not going to a voicemail. It's going directly to them.
Right.
This is Margo again. Are the shopkeepers, restaurant people, other staff, service staff people, given training that they need to read things aloud to us at times? For example, you know, that we'll need them to assist us knowing the price of something, or that sort of thing. And also, I'm thinking about the deaf people or people who, for some reason, do not speak. Do all the shops and restaurants and everything have pads and pencils for those people to be able to communicate back and forth with the staff members?
Yes, Margo, that's an excellent question. I personally have embarked from last year to a couple of months ago training all of the staff on board the ship, the leadership staff that represents all the areas on the ship with regard to guests with special needs, and we did training, extensive training on those kind of things.
Thank you.
Like an example of that would be somebody who is, you know, a guest who's blind. The executive housekeepers train their staff that, you know, when you go in there and you're cleaning, don't move things around, you know, because the person has to make sure that they know where everything is. So, you know, it's things that people don't normally think about that we're teaching the ship to think about. So, yes, we have done training. And we realize, you know, one challenge we've had is that, you know, we know people change jobs and, you know, they move to different ships, so we have new staff. So we have ongoing training on
board. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kathy, you guys work very closely with Andrew Garnett over Special Needs at Sea.
Yes.
He's also
yes.
a very close friend of mine, and he's going to be on one of our upcoming conference calls.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the people that are going to be doing the Braille on the ships?
That is absolutely him. He's our vendor. He handles all the mobility, and he handles a lot of special need requests that we have, and so far he's been just awesome working with us. Yes, that's him.
And
okay.
His company
I have
also
a suggestion.
Works. Go ahead, David.
It's David. When you have, and this is serious, my wife unfortunately has had to be at North Shore Hospital some, and I went there, and they had, quote, the rooms brailled, but nobody really checked. And they had a couple of the rooms brailled incorrectly.
Hmm.
So my suggestion is that whoever you have put the signage on, right, make sure that it's done correctly. What you might want to do, if you can, is get somebody who's a good braille reader to come and check it out for you.
Okay.
Because if you just go by what the I'm not saying it's going to be done incorrectly, but what I'm saying is, if you don't have somebody who knows Braille putting up the signs, you never know whether they're going to put it up correctly or not.
Right. Well, you know, David, that's a very good point. And I know for a fact that Andy has over 20 years' experience in this area. So I will make sure and mention that to him and make sure that we have some type of QA and process that doesn't happen.
And
thank you.
Like I said, I'm going to have Andrew Garnett on the call in either next month or in June, because I think next month we have to deal with some housekeeping issues within the division. But he's going to be coming on the call. And what I had recently asked him about, I spoke to him last month, and I didn't know they had these, but he informed me that there are actually life jackets for guide dogs. So I was very impressed with that.
Absolutely. We recognize the need for that. So, yes, we are definitely implementing that as well.
Oh, I have okay. There are drills on the ship that the passengers go through?
Yeah, the muster drills.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So my question then is, as a blind person, will I be shown what the stuff looks like in case, unfortunately, I have to use it?
You absolutely will, and that is a part of what the access officer does with you with, like, orientation. When she takes you on the ship and, you know, gets your bearings down, and if you have a service animal, shows you where the service animal is, that is definitely a part of it.
I have to say that the first time when we were on the Epic, we were shown that, but when we were on the Gem and the Jewel, the access person never showed us the drill. I mean, we sat there, and yes, Nelson was with me, but we weren't shown, you know, how to put
get
the life jacket on and get ourselves, to figure out how to work it and all that.
Yeah, I believe you gave me that feedback, Cheryl, and I definitely fed it back to the ship
Okay.
You know, when you're dealing with 11 ships and so many thousands of different people, you know, it's not going to always be perfect. But, again, that's why we really appreciate your feedback so that we can make sure it is perfect. So, yes,
okay.
I did give that to the Vice President of Hotel Operations to make sure that we have that process in place.
And I have kind of, this is Margo again, I have kind of a delicate question here. A lot of the cruise ships, and I'm a very multiculturalism person. However, often when it comes to blindness, there are countries that perhaps don't yet know that blind people are as capable as we are.
Uh-huh.
For example, when I call technical support for my carrier, I've even been, it's even been amazed that I could plug something into a wall.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So what I'm asking is because I'm sure that the ships are very multicultural, which I think is absolutely wonderful, does everybody, whether they're from here or elsewhere, seem to be okay and understand the capabilities of people with disabilities pretty well?
Well, you know, that's a very good point. And when we started doing the training a year and a half ago, we realized that that's an area that a lot of people are maybe a little bit uncomfortable with or not educated in. So that is why we did a lot of training with the leadership staff. So that they could trickle it down to their staff. You know, just basics, like if somebody does, like to your example, need to know where the outlets are in the room, or just the basics of if somebody comes to the front desk and, you know, you come around and you talk to them, touch them on the elbow, let them know you're there, introduce yourself. If you're going to walk away, let them know you're going to walk away. You know, just basics of that. No, to answer your question, there was not a lot of awareness a few years ago, but there is so much more now. As we continue to educate the ships, and we continue the education ongoing, we're making people a lot more aware of things that they probably didn't think of before.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I'd like to give a little feedback on there for somebody who's, you know, it does seem like the last couple of years, the only cruise line that I do cruise on is Norwegian, and I have no problem with that. But the very first time I went on a ship tour as a travel agent, and this is, you know, without the NFB or anybody else, some of the staff was freaking out that I had a dog and they were afraid and this and that. Now when I'm on the ships with, you know, with Max or other people with service animals, it's they're more aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll ask me a question, how old is he, and... You know, they're not freaking out anymore. They're not running away and scared and, oh, you know, a dog. But the last couple of years, I have seen a difference. And I do whether with a travel agent group or with the NFB, I've been on at least one every year since 2009, and they're getting much better at it because I know a lot of your staff is from the Philippines, and they're just wonderful.
Well, it's good to hear, and it's good to know that all the training we've done and all the awareness we've created is paying off. Because, you know, you realize that it takes some time to change a culture and to change the way people think. So I think we're at the point where I think we're at the point where we're almost there 100%.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Kathy, this is Milt Taylor. A question for you. So you get all this training for example. What sources do you use for getting the training on blindness issues or other disability issues?
We use the ADA. We work with our attorneys internally, and we work with the guidelines of the ADA. We use sensitivity training, the do's and don'ts, the things that we need to make sure that we comply with. So we pretty much rely on our legal department to help us with those things.
Well,
okay.
As somebody with NAGDU and somebody with the NFB, both, I'm not speaking for Margo, but I'm just, some of our laws can be a little edgy or sketchy there, and I know I have never had an issue with my guide dog on any NCL ships or anything like that, but, you have to be careful when you're referring to the ADA. And I know you've been going back to your lawyers and all this and that, but as being with the NFB, we know that, you know, there sometimes there's a little hairy issues. It could be you're reading the law correctly, but it's not coming out correctly. But I just have to say that as like I said, as a travel agent and as a client, I haven't come across any of that. And working closely with Kathy and the upper management, if they do take everything very, very seriously. So if there's a question, they're not going to hide it under the carpet. They're, you know, like I said, I have access to talking to everybody, and if people have questions, they're willing to speak to other people as well. So it's not like anybody's hiding anything or hiding behind the man behind the curtain. They're working very hard. Like you said,
absolutely.
I can't say that about everybody, but I could say that about Norwegian Cruise Lines.
Absolutely. And in the early stages, it was very important for us to get guidance because, you know, we really can't request that somebody who has a disability travel with an able-bodied person. We just can't do that. There are so many people that are so independent and do so many different things. So that was the old way of thinking. So it's really helped us understand, the traveler today and what they're looking for and what they need and how we can accommodate. So our motto is we will always accommodate. Unless there is an extenuating circumstance beyond our control, we will always accommodate.
Kathy, this is Milt again. I appreciate that and your willingness to work with us and probably all disabilities. Is there's a contact information to the accessibility office for Norwegian, you know, like, is it on the website with the other phone numbers, or do you have to go through a chain of phone numbers?
The access desk information, the 800 number is on there, but I will be happy to give you all my personal contact information. And it is C, V as in Victor, A, Z as in Zebra, Q, U, E, Z as in Zebra, @ncl.com. That brings you right to me.
That's easy.
I welcome any questions you have.
And I also have Kathy's phone number and anything else that anybody
mm-hmm.
else needs.
Yes.
I'm willing to give that information out. So
yes.
I've had that. I've also posted it in the past to the travel and tourism list. And I also like to say I have been in talks with Kathy and Andy and Camille today, who were down in Florida at the Cruising 360. And but I've been in talks with them about possibly coming to Orlando next year and speaking at our travel and tourism meeting, or possibly speaking to the general session and possibly having a table, because the NFB has been, you know, fighting with the airlines this past year, as well as with the websites, making them accessible in the travel industry. And, you know, so I'm almost calling it the year of accessible travel, whether it's airlines or cruise lines or whatever. So I'm
mm-hmm.
hoping that next year we can get NCL to come in and know more about the NFB and blindness.
I think that's
yeah.
great. What I'd suggest is that even if, you know, I would suggest, if I may, that whether you end up just speaking to the travel and tourism division, that some of you come to a convention session just to see what it's like, or that you go through the exhibit hall.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, you know, have a table, go through the exhibit hall. So you can see us as confused and lost as anybody else in a large place.
And Kathy, it's important for the people to watch us blind folks go and do just kind of what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We use our canes and our puppies, and we just do our thing.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Yes, absolutely. I think that would be great.
Oh, and
I have a
humorous extenuating circumstance, Kathy, for you. When I go on a Norwegian cruise line, my present seeing eye dog may not want to leave your ship. He loves water.
Oh, that's a good thing.
He might
might want to be your mascot for that ship. And
well, you'll have to take a backseat to Max, because Max doesn't
do. Shell, let me ask you a question while we're on this call, because I want to make sure that our training has really sunk in. Because one of the things that, you know, a lot of staff, a lot of people love dogs, so a lot of staff, they're very tempted to engage the dog and pet them and play with them. But we have, you know, really reiterated to them that the animal is working. And when you distract the animal, they stop working for the owner. Have you found any challenges with that?
I have not.
Oh, good.
When I've been on the ships, they'll ask, if I'm up in the morning or Nelson's on the line, he wants to ask you a question in a second. But when we've cruised with Max, I mean, there's times we haven't, but when we have, you know, they'll ask questions or they'll ask me how I'm doing or how the dog is doing. But, you know, they don't try to get in the way of what he's doing. They stay out of his way. And I think there was, just once, I think, and it wasn't even a staff member. When I went on the PhD at sea back in November with Meg Daly, who I love tremendously, she's become a very good friend, we went on the behind-the-scenes tour with the dog, and we went in the kitchen, and we went all the, you know how that behind-the-scenes tour does. I mean, we got to see everything from the laundry to the, you know, how waste is taken care of on the ship and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And the only person that said anything was actually a travel agent that says, oh, Max shouldn't be in here. He's a dog. And the chef said, no, he's a guide dog. He's coming in here, and everything is sanitary in here. There's nothing he can get to. Everything is very clean. And even if he licked something, we would make sure that it's sterilized before it went out to anybody. So
chef
was on
good.
Top of
well, that's
it.
Good
so
to hear.
So we, in front of the house, in back of the house, whatever, everybody was right on cue with everything.
Well, that's great.
One other quick question, Kathy. I presume, since we have all this accessibility, I presume the website is also accessible?
The website is accessible in terms of we don't have Windows. I mean, if you have Windows Eyes on your laptop, then you will be able to have it read through you that way. Other than that, we don't have anything in place. I mean, when you say accessible, you mean that it can read to you?
No. Well, for example, a lot of people use JAWS. You know, they don't have any vision at all that will use JAWS, and so I guess I'm wondering if it's accessible. I mean, a lot of people don't have Window Eyes. They'll have Zoom.
Well, Window Eyes is okay. Yeah, no. What Milton means is if because Window Eyes is a screen reader just like JAWS. What Milton means is, for example, are there parts that have pictures or for example on an accessible website? Let's say for example you go to the New York State website, and it will say, for example, this is a picture of Governor Cuomo. So even though the picture's there, there's something that tells you. So what's being asked is, if we go to the website, are we going to be able to access all the material that anybody who sees can go on and access with our screen readers?
Yes, you will, because everything is in writing. We don't have any visuals. We don't have any pictures. We don't have any of that. Anything that we have, if you go into when you go on the homepage, you look on accessibility assistance. When you pull that up, it's all written material. So your screen reader would read everything that's there.
Okay, thank you.
Is that what you were asking?
Well, that was part of it. I just wanted to make sure that, all the material was accessible with the different screen readers that are used out there.
Right.
Sounds like it is.
Milt,
I'd
like to say that I've had clients that are totally blind, partially blind, and not blind. And the ones that are totally blind that have booked, you know, that I booked and have gone to ncl.com and put in their information on the website had very minor issues, and if there was an issue, I contacted the tech support desk, and it may have been they talked me through it or the client through it. It could have been something within the scripting of either that person's JAWS or WindowWise. It could have been an older version that just needed to be updated. But their IT support has been very good in helping somebody with the NCL.com website.
That's great.
And I had recently had updated their booking engine with for the travel agent side. That's where I go online and I book. Let's say I'm booking Milton on a cruise somewhere, and I have to put all of this information in. In the beginning, when that first came out, a lot of it was, I mean, parts of it was accessible and other parts were not. And I put that information in. I emailed Kathy, I emailed Camille Oliveri, and I have not had a problem since then. I think they said that somebody had contacted me that wasn't Kathy that said that it was a scripting issue. They figured out what it was, and now it's fully accessible. So
yes.
I know.
And that booking engine has been a work in progress, and, again, it's the feedback that we get. Feedback like that that just helps us get better. Vivian, and I know you've contacted her a few times, Cheryl, Vivian is also very, very involved in the booking engine side of it for travel agents.
Right.
So anytime you have issues, please let us know.
Yeah, because I went on the booking engine webinar last week with her, and the lady that was doing the FITs, I know they don't do the groups yet on it, but I was able to follow along with no problem.
Mm-hmm.
So
good.
The website is up and running. I don't know if Maurice or Anahit, who both own their own agencies, have had any issues booking on NCL recently. So I don't know if you've tried the new booking engine or not. Maurice? Is Maurice still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here. I have tried the new booking engine, and so far, so good. I haven't had no issues with the new booking engine. We did talk about the booking engine before they made the changes, Cheryl, and
mm-hmm.
It has definitely come a long way. So we think.
Did Anahit make it on the call? No, I guess she didn't tonight. I know she had some things with her kids. But we're coming towards the top of the hour. I want to see if anybody else has any other questions for Kathy before we end the call. Nelson, did you want to ask her anything?
No, I just want to say shout out to her.
Oh, Kathy, Nelson says hello.
Oh, hello, Nelson.
Hi,
I've seen your pictures with Cheryl. How wonderful. How wonderful. You guys are wonderful. And I you make me so proud. It when you reinforce the things that you've reinforced on the phones tonight, I know that we're headed in the right direction. So thank you both so much.
You're the best.
Yes,
you're the best. We miss you, too.
Anyway, so I'd like to say thank you to Kathy Vasquez for representing Norwegian Cruise Lines tonight, and that I'm glad I partnered with them, but that the NFB has been a very big part of that, especially the Long Island chapter when we go on these cruise tours and luncheons and give the feedback to the rest of the NFB membership. So I want to thank Kathy, and I want to thank David Stayer, because we've been working very hard to make sure everybody can travel independently on a cruise ship.
Well, Cheryl, thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure. And to all of you on this call, thank you for your feedback, your questions. Please feel free to reach out to me personally whenever you have an issue or a question or you're not sure about something or you have feedback. That's what I'm there for.
I also just want to stress one thing. If it's not with me or Anahit or with another travel agent, when you're working to book your cruise, make sure you let your travel partner know everything, because the only way we're going to be able to service you is if we know. I mean, we may it may be sounding like we're asking sensitive information. We're not going to ask you, you know, how tall you are, how heavy you are, whatever. We're going to ask you, do you walk with, use a cane? Do you need oxygen? Do you need anything special? Are you allergic to peanuts? Do you need a kosher meal or something? We're asking you this because we need to pass along the information to the cruise line. So,
well, it sounds like the important thing, you just want everybody to have fun.
Yeah.
We
go.
Do,
exactly.
But we also want to make sure there's everything there that we need.
And you can't have fun if the things aren't right.
Exactly.
Just keep that kosher meal coming.
We already know that. Anyway, I want to say goodnight and thank
goodnight,
you again.
Kathy. Goodnight, everybody.
Take care.
Goodnight. Thank
goodnight
you.
Goodnight to everyone. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Man, people grab like flies.